Welcome everybody to the JK Sports Podcast. My name is Juan.
And I'm Kyle.
And thank you again for listening to our podcast. You JK Podcasters.
Podcasters.
Yeah.
Podcastites.
Man, I
feel Podcastians.
Podcastians. The Podcastaluians.
Podcastians. I'm not going to lie, I'm having a hard time focusing with all this new equipment we've got.
I feel pretty official right now, actually.
We are official.
I need a mic stand for mine, and then I'd feel really official, but.
We do have to get you a mic stand. I feel really lazy over here.
You look like Colin Coward.
I feel like Colin. I'm better than Colin, though. I'm smarter. I'm better looking. We got to get the,
you have
the
less
female in the corner.
You don't have a lot of followers.
listeners. Any followers.
We don't have a lot of listeners.
No.
Same. But for those of you that aren't tuning in via our YouTube TV or any other streaming method, which is nobody. We are gushing over here because we have taken the next step in for you podcastians.
Right. We're doing this. This is all for you.
This is all for you. We have got a new equipment. We got new microphones. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping that this is going to be the start of 10 more followers.
Our next step is triple digits.
We need triple digits.
We're close.
So please tell us how this sounds. I don't care about the content. I just want to know how it sounds.
Well, we know the content's great. I'm not worried about that. We just need the quality, sound quality.
Yeah, the sound quality. I'll show you maybe later how you can move that down or up if you need to adjust it.
No, I'd rather just do this the whole time so you have to watch me struggle.
Yes. But, you know, the podcastians didn't come here to listen about our struggles and our new equipment. They came here to know, what do we know about sports?
Right, our expertise.
Our expertise, our insight analysis for the casual fan.
Well, let's give them what they want.
So let's do it. How about we start off with a little NFL, Kyle?
Let's do it. Let it rip.
What do you, I don't know, however many weeks in to the NFL. I'm not going to give
7 weeks in. 7.
I was going to say I don't need stats, Kyle. You know why? Because we're the casual fans. Casual fans, they make stats up. To help themselves out. So I don't need the actual stats until we get a stat guy or a stat girl. If there's a stat girl out there, like
a statistician.
Yes.
Gender not preferred.
Unisex.
Unisex. Ooh. Can we get a unisex statistician?
I don't know. Send all inquiry unisex statisticians.
Is that an HR faux pas to? Say unisex?
HR is not going to listen to this yet. We haven't clicked the radar. There's like a certain amount of listeners and content you have to put out before they even get triggered.
Right.
But we will push those limits.
Let's do it. Let's press on.
Where are we? Oh, so we're at some kind of week right now for the NFL. And, I mean, from the casual fan's point of view, Kyle, it just seems like it's going to be the Chiefs and the Rams, maybe the Patriots. Although the Patriots did beat the Chiefs, it's going to be for the NFC, it's going to be the Rams, and for the AFC, Chiefs, Patriots.
Hold on.
I don't know why we're even talking about it. This is going to be a short
story. No. Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because I definitely disagree with that. I think in the NFC, we'll start with the NFC, but I definitely disagree in the AFC. The NFC, I think the Saints are a major player.
Who dat?
I think, which they were actually my pick to win the Super Bowl, by the by. So I'm going to go ahead.
What'd you say?
You heard me. By the by.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Similar to Bob with the Ball, like Kid Rock.
Kind of.
He's from New Orleans.
Isn't he from Detroit?
Yeah, same.
Both really nice cities, very clean.
I mean, Bourbon Street is... Detroit is basically a long version, or extended version of Bourbon Street. It's
Detroit
trash.
Detroit is a third world country.
It's trash. It's It smells. There's puke everywhere. There's not water. There's just alcohol, yellow water everywhere, which it looks like alcohol, but it, who knows? The water's contaminated in Detroit.
If a porta potty could be a city, it would be New Orleans.
Just Bourbon Street, though.
The rest of the city is pretty awful too.
No, you gotta go to those nice areas, the King's Castle.
No, not just Bourbon Street. The entire French Quarter is rough stuff.
I will give the French Quarter two nice blocks out of the whole New Orleans. Besides Bourbon
Street, two nice blocks.
There's two blocks of nice area in the French Quarter, and then
what qualifies it as nice?
You have an antique house. You have that is looks, yeah, an antique house that is well kept.
I am so lost for words right now. There's so many things to say, and I'm not even sure where to start.
Anyways, Detroit is horrible, Kid Rock. New Orleans, you're talking about
the Saints.
The Saints and how they can still have a chance. Let's hear it, because I don't buy it. Make me a believer in the Saints right now.
Well, so the Saints only have one loss. They lost week one against the Bucks. Fitzmagic, they were hot at the time, have not lost since, and have looked phenomenal since then. They win last week in Baltimore. Tough game. Baltimore's a great opponent. I think the Saints are legit. I think they have a lot of experience in which the Rams do not, which will come into play in January in the postseason. They play indoors, so it's not like they've got to worry about bad weather in the winter. They play in the NFC South, so they're not playing in bad weather cities. I think they're rolling. Their offense is unreal. Their defense is playing pretty strong. In all honesty, I truly believe the Saints are still the favorites to win the NFC.
No, they're not. I mean, yes, all the things that you described was them being a playoff, getting in the playoffs. Yes, they're going to be in the playoffs because they play a lot of home games left that are indoors when everybody else is going to be outdoors. Great. But the Rams are going to have the home field advantage, and it's going to be in L.A., which, I mean, it's not going to be horrible weather. It's not going to be Green Bay weather out there. But the experience, I'm not buying it. The defense is not necessarily that great. Fitzmagic and the Bucks ran all over them. No, I don't see it.
It's a long season. It's only one game. The Rams aren't going to go undefeated. They'll have a loss. They'll look bad at some point. It happens.
What if they do go undefeated? What kind of wager do you want to make here?
That they'll go undefeated?
If the Rams do go undefeated, I need something.
Okay.
That would be,
okay.
I would win.
Okay.
You would have to do something.
If the Rams, are we talking regular season or entire year? It doesn't matter. Regular season.
Yeah.
We'll just say regular season because they're not going to.
What would the podcastians like you to do?
Well, okay, so we can have recommendations sent in next week reveal what'll happen. I think we've got some live events coming up too.
We do.
We can maybe poll and see what I would have to do. But if they don't go undefeated, obviously there's a price to pay for you too. Mine would be much worse because I obviously have better odds than you do.
Yes.
But a bet's a bet. You can't just... It can't be one-sided. It's two ways.
Yeah, we'll circle back.
Okay, we'll circle back.
Send in your ideas.
We'll think of a punishment. But with that being said, I do think it's the Rams and the Saints. I think they will end up playing in the NFC Championship game. The biggest surprise to me in the NFC has got to be the Eagles. They're extremely disappointing after winning the Super Bowl last year. They don't even look like a playoff contender, much less a Super Bowl champion.
That's to be expected, though. See, I'm not shocked about the Eagles because no team except the Patriots comes back from the Super Bowl and looks awesome. There's always a Super Bowl hangover, as they say, and it's just tough for that to happen. So the Eagles, I'm not surprised. I'm surprised about my NFC team that I thought was going to win the Super Bowl that I picked in the beginning of the year, which was them Cowboys, Dallas Cowboys. But I'm going to still hold out hope that they can catch a run late. They got Amari Cooper.
I want to get your opinion on that, not to get too detailed, but trading a first-round draft pick for a receiver, do you think that was a good call on the Cowboys' part?
Why not? I guess the intent of it, for me, from the outside, looks like they want to win now and that they feel they're only one player away, one wide receiver away in that position to make a threat. So, sure, I mean, yeah, it is a high price, but I would rather gamble on a unknown than trade a player that you already have.
All right, so my question's twofold, though. Two questions stem from that. Number one, there's clearly a need for receiver for the Cowboys. That's their biggest flaw right now, no doubt. However, is Amari Cooper the answer? Is he the one? Why not send that draft pick for OBJ to the Giants, who are having a yard sale right now with all their players anyway? I don't know if Amari Cooper justifies a draft pick that high.
I think he does. I think OBJ would require more than a first rounder. He's the highest paid wide receiver, almost player. Well, I don't know if he's the highest player in the league, but the highest wide receiver paid right now, they're not just going to give him for one first rounder. I think that's a fair trade. Amari Cooper, he's been established and he can, you know, he's not just Joe Schmo out there. So.
No, I agree. But the second part of my question is, name the last Super Bowl champion to have a superstar wide receiver. I was honestly thinking about that today.
Jerry Rice. San Francisco 49ers, Dallas Cowboys, Michael Irvin.
Early 90s.
The Rams had
Isaac Bruce.
Torrey Holt.
And Torrey Holt. Those were two pretty dynamic ones. Okay, so the early 2000s.
The Ravens had...
Ravens have never had a superstar receiver.
Yes, Anquan Boldin.
He was not a superstar receiver.
He was older at that time, but he was good.
He was not a superstar receiver.
He was with the Cardinals.
Super Bowl. No.
Him and Fitzgerald.
He wasn't even the number one receiver when they won.
Who was? Oh, that was Torrey Smith. Their number one receiver. It was Torrey Smith and Anquan Boldin, but Anquan Boldin was more valuable because everybody was focusing on Torrey Smith. So, I can't use that as an example. Besides the early 90s and 2000s, the last winners... Oh, Antonio Brown.
Pittsburgh
Steelers.
He was not a superstar receiver. Was he even on the team when they won? I don't even think he was on the team.
Who was the wide receiver then?
They had Hines Ward, and then they had Plaxico Burress.
Plaxico Burress with the New York Giants.
Correct.
But who was the wide receiver that made the amazing catch against the Cardinals in the Super Bowl in 2009, 10? The Super Bowl was in Tampa. I remember the Super Bowl like it was yesterday.
Yes.
Santonio Holmes.
Santonio Holmes. Again.
That was a star. He was a star wide receiver.
He was not a superstar wide receiver.
Oh my God. Do you know what superstars are?
Yes, really good receivers.
Okay.
That get paid a lot.
So who are the superstar wide receivers right now? Are OBJ and
Antonio Brown, AJ Green, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins.
I don't know about Hopkins.
He's a stud.
He's second tier.
second tier
superstar.
Yeah,
second tier superstar.
Man, what a.
I would
slight on somebody.
All right, let's go to this then. First tier superstars right now for wide receivers. Odell Beckham.
Right.
Julio Jones.
Yeah.
Have to be up there. Right.
AJ Green.
Cooper Kupp.
Oh, God. No white guys. White guys, you're out. Sorry, Edelman. Love you. Sorry, Kupp. You're out. No, I think AJ Green's on there. I think
I
Julio
don't know about
Jones,
AJ.
Antonio Brown. What do you mean?
Actually, I would say Julio Jones would be over Antonio Brown because he's definitely a stud. But
Ooh,
would I
I don't
pick
know.
OBJ?
Have you seen, Julio Jones has not caught a touchdown pass this year?
Yeah, but he still has a lot of yards. That's not his fault.
You gotta find the end
That's
zone, man.
Steve Sarkisian's fault.
Well, I don't disagree, but you gotta get in the end zone.
Well,
You know who is an underrated receiver who I think should be considered a superstar is Mike Evans.
yes, he's second to third tier. First tier wide receiver
All right, maybe not first
superstars
year.
are gonna be Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, and Julio Jones. Those are my top three
I'm putting
first
AJ Green
tier.
in there.
No, take him out. I'm taking him out.
I'm not.
I'm not putting a Georgia Bulldog on the top
AJ
three
Green's in there,
tier.
man.
He gets locked up by Joe Hayden every time.
He's in there.
He's such a crybaby. Jalen Ramsey punched him in his like I don't not even punched him in his face. I think AJ Green tried to punch Jalen Ramsey in the face, but he made him. He talks trash to him so bad that he got kicked out of the game. And Jalen Ramsey was like a
So
like.
because of that, he's not a superstar?
Correct. You can't be a superstar and get kicked out of the games for that. I mean, Odell Beckham like took his helmet off and was going after Josh Norman and still didn't get kicked out.
Yeah.
That's not that proves my point that he is second to third tier superstar wide receiver because first tier superstars, they don't get that called on. They're too
I feel
valuable.
like this is a flawed argument you're making here.
What? I think you just know that I'm right.
I
And that's a
don't.
flawed response.
No. 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 You're talking about things that are completely irrelevant to being a superstar. All
Well,
right. All right. Top tier. So now, tell me who your second top tier is. We're really going off the deep end here.
all
But I need
right.
to know what you consider a second tier superstar.
Well, it's somebody who is not Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, or Julio Jones. That's what I consider top second tier. Those first tier guys, you are absolutely game planning for them. You're absolutely making sure you get the ball to them, but the defense is petrified of what those guys can do in space, their speed, and athletic ability. Okay? Next guys I'd put on there, I don't know how to rank the second or third tier, but I guess I'd put AJ Green. I'd start thinking about the Mike Evans.
No DeAndre Hopkins.
See, I don't watch a lot of AFC South because the Jaguars are in the AFC South.
I don't disagree. He's a stud, though.
Is he a stud because you watch a lot of fantasy and he gives you a lot of points, or because you
I've
watch
never
a
had
lot
him
of
on my
his games?
fantasy team, and we've established that I don't really know much about fantasy.
Sports. Fantasy sports.
Oh, right. My own fantasies, yes. Expert. Speaking of fantasy, do you want me to read you the top 10 fantasy receivers thus far this year?
Hit me with them.
Number one, Adam Thielen.
Oh, that broke your number one rule already.
I know. He is a stud, though. AJ Green, two. Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, OBJ, Hopkins, Michael Thomas with the Saints, Juju Smith-Schuster. So the Steelers have two receivers in the top 10. Devontae Adams with the Packers, and T.Y. Hilton rounding out the top 10. So obviously, I think we're kind of on the same page, though. We've established who the top tier receivers are. I'm not. How did we even get down this road?
It was your fault. Something about Detroit.
Something about
Detroit
Detroit.
and their bad water and Kid Rock and Bourbon City, Bourbon Street in New Orleans led us to this.
Well, let's circle back and put a bow on this NFL segment here, though, because you had said that the Chiefs were given for the AFC.
Chiefs or Patriots. Chiefs
or Patriots. I got to be honest, I feel like the AFC is wide open, though. I think the Ravens are a legit team to move on. I think the Steelers, which were my pick, are actually a very legit team. They're leading their division. They got off to a poor start. Now they're starting to figure it out.
The Browns are a legit team.
Oh, my God. I can't even.
What about the Jaguars? They were a legit team.
Were they? Who said that? Other than Jacksonville fans.
Some of the media members after they beat the Patriots and won the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God. So, let's talk about the Jaguars for a second, because this is extremely interesting to me.
Well, so we're not going to wrap a bow on this.
We're going to ramble on. We're going to Zeppelin ramble on. So, first of all, are you surprised with their performance, or is this what you thought they were going to be?
They are who we thought they were. I have no expectations for Jacksonville as a city, as a team, as anything in Jacksonville. But I would say that, I don't know. I don't think that I'm surprised. I thought they would be a good team. The fact that they have been blown out the last couple games, now that is pretty surprising. Who did they play last week and lose to?
They played the Texans last week?
Yeah, that's who they played. Because they got blown out by the Chiefs, blown out by the Cowboys, and then they lost to the Texans, or no, it was the Texans. I would say it's a little bit surprising that they're losing and that their offense is horrible, and the fact that they benched Blake Bortles.
And that's what I wanted. By the way, it was the Titans they lost to. They've three of their last four, they lost to Carolina, one against the Giants, shocker, lost against Minnesota, and lost against the Titans.
So what are the records?
They're 3-3.
3-3 with wins against.
Three and four.
They didn't play the Titans last week. I think they played somebody else.
Yeah. No. I'm reading the schedule backwards.
Oh my God.
Don't worry about it. They played Carolina.
Okay. They lost to Carolina last week.
I'm struggling.
We're the casual fans. This is why I told
know.
You.
I'm
we don't look.
Here.
We don't
here.
Look for stuff.
No, I did want to ask about Bortles though, because last week they benched Bortles, and it does get interesting because we have the trading deadline in 6 days, and I don't want to be like sports nerd, NFL trading deadline nerd, where we start talking about, you know, potential trades and whatnot, but. As Jags fans, they've been wanting to get rid of Bortles for years, and because of last year, all of a sudden, he was their savior. I think this year proves, okay, he is exactly who we thought they were, quote Dennis Green. Do you get rid of Bortles and try to trade, or do you ride him out? I mean, he's got a pretty big contract.
They should have got rid of him at the beginning of the year when they're thinking about, in the preseason, thinking about trading for Teddy Bridgewater from the Jets.
Still trade for him.
I thought that would be a perfect match for the Jaguars, but they want to give him a chance. And granted, they won their first three games beating the Titans, the Patriots, and some other team that they beat. But those are, I mean, just beating the Patriots, that's going to give you a quality win. And they played really well against them. But I don't know. I don't see Jacksonville being very good this year. I thought that in the NFL, you kind of have to take advantage of your opportunities and being really good for that year. It's tough to do it back-to-back. So I don't see them contending much for the rest of the year.
No, I don't think so either. I think that they're... and by the way, can I clarify the schedule? Because I botched it so bad. I've got to at least clarify
it. Go for it.
So, yes, the Jaguars have lost three in a row. The last three to Kansas City, Dallas, and Houston was their last loss.
Oh, my God.
I know. I apologize. So you wanted to clarify that. But yes, I think you get rid of Bortles. I think you just cut bait now. I think the trade for Bridgewater does make sense. At least it's a, I mean, I think it's an upgrade from Bortles. Do I think it's going to fix them? No. It is surprising to me that defense has played as poorly as they have. I think, you know, when the last three games you give up 30 points, 40 points to Dallas, which was the dumbest thing I've ever seen, and 20 to Houston. I mean, you're hurting, and Cody Kessler is not the answer.
I don't know. Don't you like Blake Bortles as a person?
Never met him.
So, do you like other people as a person and you've never met him?
Do I like Blake Bortles as a person? I mean, I'm kind of indifferent. I don't know. I don't like him. I don't dislike him.
Some of the interviews I've seen, he seems like a pretty cool guy.
Yeah,
Would
I mean,
like
he
to
doesn't
party.
seem real focused. He likes to have a good time, which is fine. That's cool. But take your job a little more seriously.
See, I'm not gonna get into that, taking a job a little seriously. I think that whole thing is crap. It can be portrayed many different ways. It's just about how what gets out and what doesn't. But Jacksonville, you're not legit. You're not. I don't think they're going to get back to the AFC Championship game. But this is what Jacksonville fans usually expect, though, right? They have high hopes of what's going to happen in the season, and then they just get crushed at some point.
Yeah, no, I think this is very on par for the Jags. It would not be shocking to me if they missed the playoffs. I mean, that's what they do. They're the Jags.
So this is what we want to happen, and we'll talk about, maybe we can talk about this later or another time, but this is exactly what I want to happen to UCF. They had great success, go there. Their fans just keep on thinking they're gonna do this over and over again, and then they just get blown out 3 games in a row.
That would be nice. That would be great. Let's hold on the UCF talk though.
Yeah,
We'll get there.
we'll get there.
We'll
But
come around.
as far as the NFL, do you have any games that you want us to pick? I think we made some money for our podcastians last week picking some college football. So let's pick
We
a couple
did.
games for the NFL.
Yeah, we'll review our college picks, but before we do that, let's make some NFL picks. While we're talking about the Jaguars, Juan, I want to know the London Ligers, aka Jacksonville Jaguars, play in London against the Philadelphia Eagles, both
Ooh.
3-4.
Ooh.
So both teams that coming into the season with high expectations, struggling. Who do you have?
Eagles.
Eagles are favored by 3.
Yep.
Thoughts?
I think that's about fair. I think the Eagles, do they have better talent? From the casual fan point of view, I think the Jaguars have a lot of injuries on the defense, and that's why they've been haven't been as good. I think the Eagles don't have a lot of injuries on the defense. I remember they have a good D line. I could be wrong, but I'm gonna go with the Eagles D line. They have the better quarterback in Carson Wentz. I think that's really just the fact.
I'm with you. I'm going Eagles as well. I think the Jaguars quarterback situation's a mess. Bortles' confidence has got to be at an all-time low. Eagles by 7.
Although this is like basically a home game for the Jaguars.
That is true. It
So,
will be in a couple of years.
oh.
All right, next game I've got that really tickles my fancy. Baltimore Ravens at 4-3, playing in Charlotte against the Panthers, 4-2.
I like the Ravens. I've liked them all year. I've picked them quite a few times. I think that they screwed up royally. Last week, they should have beat your Saints, who you think are so good. Justin Tucker, their field goal kicker, missed a chip shot to lose the game. So I like the Ravens. I think they're underrated, and they're going to ruin some people's schedule or season because they're going to beat them down. I don't think they're in the Kansas City and New England realm, but they're competitive.
I'm going to take Carolina to differ, basically. I like Baltimore. They're playing in Carolina. I do think the Panthers are legit. This might be a breakout game for them. They're going to give the Saints a run for their money in the South. Let's go with Carolina.
Oh, bad pick.
We're going to do bottom of the barrel. I want to know what your thoughts are on 49ers at the Cardinals. Both 1-6. Just absolute garbage.
I'm going to go with Cardinals because Josh Rosen is playing and I think the team actually wants to play for their future quarterback and see what's going to happen, and they're actually trying to improve. The 49ers, they know that Jimmy G is their quarterback. They're just trying to tank the season and get some more draft picks for next year. And, you know, what good does them? They're not playing for anything. What good does it do if they win any games just except for pride?
Both these teams are playing for the number one draft pick. I'm going to take the 49ers.
It's weird to say that it's not the Cleveland Browns that are playing for the number one draft pick.
Well, it's still early.
Ooh, we need a Browns game.
We're going to do Browns versus spread, but I got one more for you that interests me. The Sunday night game, the Saints 5-1 playing at the Vikings 4-2-1. Two powerhouse NFC teams. Who you got?
It's at Minnesota.
It's at Minnesota.
Ooh. Minnesota, I think, is coming off a bye, if I remember correctly, or maybe not. My first thought is to pick the Saints, but since it's in Minnesota, they've lost the last couple games. Their defense hasn't been that good. I like them to rebound. I'm going to assume that they're coming off a bye.
They are.
And I like them to rebound off a bye against the Saints.
I'll take the Saints in this one, my team. All right, let's go to the Browns game. It's an interesting one. Browns 2-4-1. Their tie coming against the team they're playing, the Steelers.
Ooh, round two.
3-2-1. So Browns Steelers round two. This one is in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh favored by 8.5. We're picking against the spread one. Time to make the listeners some money.
Do I have the guts? Be a man, Kyle. And pick the Browns. I like the Browns. Picking the Browns. Doing it.
I'm taking the Steelers by 10. I don't think it's even close. And to be honest, I think 10 might even be a little low, but I'm going to say it anyway. So I'm taking the Steelers with the points.
You're a coward. I'm going to take the Browns. Do you think somewhere in the wide receiver list, Jarvis Landry is on there?
I do not. I think he's actually overrated.
Overrated? You don't think he's a top 10? Wide receiver?
No.
Top 15?
Yes.
Ooh, top 12.
That's tough. I think he's a great, I wouldn't even say great receiver, but I just think he's overrated.
Okay. So, the Browns, I like the Browns. You like the Steelers. You heard of all our other picks. I'll probably beat Kyle on these, so you guys want to follow me, and we'll tune in next week and see how we did.
Not a shot.
We are back on the JK Sports Podcast. Whoa, that was an abrupt ending there.
Abrupt. I'll work on my sound engineering skills here.
Sorry, guys. We have a new sound engineer for this week, so bear with us.
We got ourselves a first-timer here.
What? I don't know what that means. That accent is what I don't know what that means.
It's a Boston accent.
It sounded like the mom from Boy Meets World, who's from Minnesota, and somebody from Boston.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that quote's from a movie.
No, not Boy Meets World. It was a cartoon.
Boy Meets World, Topanga?
No, I'm not Boy Meets World. Bobby Meets World. Bobby's World. Oh, don't you know?
Bobby's World?
That was a cartoon, wasn't it?
I don't know.
That was cartoon.
Bobby's World?
Yes.
Yeah,
that was definitely a cartoon.
Give us some other info while I look up Bobby's World here.
Well, the other info we got right now is we are doing the podcast live as we always do, and we are watching, it's MLB World Series time. So at the beginning of the year, we both had, not beginning of the year, beginning of the playoffs, I think we both wanted a Braves-Yankees World Series. We didn't get that. We didn't get that after the first round.
Far from it.
So instead, we got a Dodgers-Red Sox World Series.
Which I'm okay with. I like the Dodgers a lot. Big Kershaw fan. I love the Dodgers. I love everything about the Dodgers, with the exception of Puig. I used to be a Yasiel fan. He just annoys me now.
I think everybody in Boston annoys me. But it is, I would rather watch this World Series than an Astros Brewers World Series. That just doesn't excite me at all.
Yeah, I like it. I enjoyed watching the Astros last year. They've got a bunch of young players I enjoy watching, but the Brewers, I think I knew two of their players.
Yeah, I just figured out this year that Ryan Braun was still playing. The last time I heard of him, he was denying that he took steroids, and then that was obviously false.
Yeah, he and Aaron Rodgers are no longer friends.
Oh, really? Because of that?
Yeah, you don't remember that whole thing? They were buddies, and Aaron Rodgers stood up for him and said he would never do it, and they had a personal conversation, and he promised he never did it. And then they proved he did it, and then Aaron Rodgers looked dumb, so then he was pissed at Ryan Braun.
I did not know that.
Sports tabloids, man. This is good stuff.
Yeah, I did not know that.
But let's be honest, I think Aaron Rodgers pisses off everybody he hangs out with, so I'm not sure if Ryan Braun really lost in that.
Isn't there a rumor out there that Aaron Rodgers does not talk to his family at all?
That's not a rumor, that's true.
Not even his brother, Jordan?
Well, doesn't he have two brothers, Jordan and...
Joseph?
Right. I don't know. Yes, I don't think...
Jeff Rogers. That's probably a Jeff.
You think? Jordan and Jeff and Aaron? That doesn't make sense. Can't be another J.
Yeah.
I bet it's like Steve or something stupid.
Steve Rogers. What a horrible name, Steve.
I apologize to all the Steve Rogers out there, but that's just...
We just got unfollowed by Steve Rogers.
I can live with that.
Larry. What about Larry Rogers?
Larry. So speaking of Larry, let's go back to the World Series for a second.
Yeah.
Not sure how we got onto... Well, I do know how we got onto that topic, but... so anyway, we've got Boston's leading. They're up 1-0 right now. It looks freezing, by the way, in Boston.
Yeah, I saw today it was 45 degrees in Boston, so not the best. I'm a little disappointed, Kyle, so I got a little confession time, right?
Let's hear it.
Listening with the...
it's just me and you.
Just you and I, the podcastians, and that's about it. I've said that a lot today, and I think I don't know if that's going to stick. We'll go with it.
We'll try it.
So last night, as you know, we had a gambling talk once, and aired out my dirty laundry on my previous gambling experience.
This is no secret.
How I thought about gambling and so forth. So recently, I opened up an account again, and I got back to my old ways. Got back.
Good.
Put some money in there, and I will tell you, I am up. I am up some money in this account.
How did you make your money?
Betting college football and NFL football. Now, the NFL, I don't bet. I don't bet most of the games. I really just go for the over-unders. And by over-unders, I mean I bet the overs. Because a wise man once said, life is too short to bet the under.
Is that Scott Van Pelt?
No. But it might as well Should be. I think it was the Barstool Big Cat, that one of the Barstool guys that did it. But I'm all about the over. It's exciting. A lot of points. Why do I want to root for a 13-7 game or that? I like the over. So that's neither here nor there. That's I'm back.
So I've got a question about that because I'm not a gambler.
Degenerate gambler. That's what you're gonna say, right?
I'm not
degenerate gambler.
I did buy a Mega Million ticket.
Oh yeah.
I did not win $1.6 billion.
Nope. Somebody in South Carolina did.
Correct. And I have a Powerball ticket for tonight, which is I think over 600.
Yeah, I think it's over 600.
So, as you can tell, I'm not fluent with a lot of gambling things. Why is... I've heard that a lot. You always bet the over. Why? What is the thought process behind that? Just because it's more fun, you want to root for that?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, that makes more sense to me.
It's more fun. You don't have to cheer for one specific team. So there's a little bit less stress there of, oh, how are they doing? The game could be over right away. If there's a couple pick sixes and your team that you're rooting for, it could be over right away and then it's just miserable. But the over, you're in it for the whole game, right? You're going to have your attention. It's less stress. It's fun. And let's just watch the game and have everybody score points.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with that. So.
Makes sense. I like it. Okay.
So my strategy's been working, been good. And yesterday, I as we get in the World Series, so I'm looking. I said, I think just based off value, I'm going to go with the Dodgers today. Chris Sale, Kershaw, not thinking. Chris Sale, he was a little injured. Who knows how good he's going to be. Let's go with the Dodgers. So I bet on that. Then I found this amazing thing that on the betting site that I use. They're called prop bets. You ever heard of prop bets, Kyle?
Have I heard of prop bets, or that's the name of the website?
No. That's not the name of the website. I would not.
Yeah, I feel like prop bets are typically only applicable during the Super Bowl. But
correct.
Yes.
Yep. So they're, like in the Super Bowl, they have. How long is the national anthem going to be? Is it going to be heads or tails, the coin toss, right?
Nothing to do with the actual game,
no.
Per se.
Who scores the first touchdown?
Right.
Some of those. So there were the prop bets for the first game. And I started looking. There were 95 prop bets.
Do people think of this in Vegas? Is this a...
I don't know where they think of it, but I'm glad. I'm glad they do.
Did you win money?
Well, let's hold off on that.
Sorry.
Right? We're
okay,
going through. We're going through the journey here.
Okay. I'm skipping ahead.
So there are 95. There are 95 prop bets, and I look, and I started betting on a couple of them. By couple, I mean, yeah. Well, let's just leave it at a couple. First prop bet I had was, who would, how many pitches would Chris Sale have in the first inning? Over under 11 pitches. And over under 11 pitches was at like a plus 150 or plus 250. So for you you guys and gals out there that listen, podcastians, you would put in $100, and if you won, you would get $150 back, plus your $100. So that's pretty good odds, right?
Right.
Pretty good odds. So I went with that bet. I went with 11 pitches under for Chris Sale. I thought it was going to be a little bit cold. I had seen something on the TV that said, it's going to be really cold out here. Chris Sale's not used to cold weather, and he hates wearing sleeves. And I saw him at warm-ups, and he wasn't wearing sleeves. So I said, it's going to be 11 pitches, of course.
So how many pitches were there?
There were 11 pitches in the first two batters.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I think he had a total of 18 pitches in the first inning and only gave up, I think, one hit. So I lost that bet. The second bet I made before the game started was the first hitter of the game versus Chris Sale would if I picked a strikeout, it was probably minus 115, so whatever kind of odds. And but if I picked that the first batter of the game would get a hit, a walk, or hit by pitch, it was like plus 200. So I said, oh, let's go with the first batter gets a walk or hit by pitch or a hit. He struck out.
I feel like this is what you're describing is how Vegas makes all their money.
Yeah, but so I lost it on both of those two. So I quickly pivoted. I knew the first one after the second. I lost the first one. I lost right away. He struck out, didn't get a hit. Then I thought, oh, maybe the 11 pitches. I lost that in the second hitter.
not a good start.
Not a good start. But I will tell you, the adrenaline rush of the first pitch of the game, first batter of the World Series, I've never been more.
You're a junkie.
This
is how you're. This is how you get hooked.
And so after Chris Sale faced four batters in the first inning. After the second one, I said, I need to pivot. And what did I do? I said, let me do the same thing for the Red Sox hitter against Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, no.
I said, first hitter against Clayton Kershaw, Mookie Betts, he's going to get a hit. And what happened, Kyle?
He struck out.
He got a hit.
Oh.
He got a hit. I doubled down, made all my money back. Life was great. And that, boys and girls, is how you lose all your money.
I was going to say, so, end of the day, just baseball game, did you end up or down?
Ended up up. And I won all the money that I had put down.
Okay, you're teaching everybody lessons.
And you got to know when to get out, all right? I won my money back. You have to. It's a lot of life lessons here, Kyle, that you can learn. The first one is go for the rush. When you go for something that scares you, that's where you should. Something scares you, definitely run towards it.
Is this like the clown situation from a couple years ago when there are clowns just walking around?
Oh, man, that was scary.
You're saying just run towards the clowns?
Yeah, and kill them.
Well, that's different. You're attacking these bets.
I am.
You know, you're taking them head on.
Yep.
You lost and you said, I want some more. You got punched in the mouth and you said, let's keep it coming.
I held on to that rope and I strained on that rope.
Okay. Did you make any bets for the game tonight?
No. I tried to.
Oh, no.
I tried to look for more prop bets and there were none. So I said,
we need to do this live. We need to watch a game. And when we do our live recording Saturday, we may need you to do some prop bets.
Oh, sure. I'd love to do prop bets.
Because I've never, and I'm not just saying this, I've never been with somebody who, I mean, I've been with people who obviously, you know, placed a bet on a game or something, but that's about the extent of it. I want to see something that is where there's multiple outcomes throughout the game.
Yeah. And there's 95 of these prop bets. So I could have bet the first batter, if they were going to get a hit or strike out, how many runs we thought there were going to be at the inning. So the next one was, do you think the Red Sox will have two runs in this inning or one run, back and forth. And it changes after every inning. And then you can also live bet on things.
Are you betting against other gamblers, or are you betting just against the odds at all?
Just
times?
Against the odds. The odds, okay. Update as the game goes on.
I will say this definitely makes baseball games much more exciting.
I'm telling you, my life has been changed for baseball games from now on. You gotta try it out.
Maybe we'll give it a shot. Let's see. Tonight's a Wednesday. If we even make it to next week for the World Series, I think we should all make some prop bets. Yeah.
We'll do a prop bet live for everybody. I think prop bets for football would be fun too. Of beginning of the game, is it going to be a pass or a run? That'd be a good prop bet. You could do it with your friends. You don't have to necessarily do it at a site, right? At on a website or go somewhere to do it. Why not just watch your favorite football game, try it out on Saturday or Sunday, college or NFL football, and guess, all right, first play of the game, after the kickoff, obviously, first offensive play, is it going to be a kick? Or, I mean, a kick. That'd be crazy.
That would
be
wild.
The odds for that.
That would be wild. Punting on first down?
Yeah.
Bold.
Bold. So, run or throw. And then you could keep that going.
The problem with football is I feel like I'm always watching more than one game at once. You know, I'm trying to keep track of multiple games.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm
so you could have multiple bets.
Yeah,
I'm not
good at multitasking. I struggle to get through the day as it is. You know, I'm just focused on one thing. Just make it to the end of the day. Make it to bed. You know.
This life sounds horrible. what is wrong?
I don't know. I've got so many things on my mind already. There's a lot going on. Yeah, you're adding another stressor into my life. I don't know if I can handle it. You know.
I don't know where you're going with
then
this.
Then I start gambling more, and I'd have to start drinking more to calm myself down. Now I'm a drunk, degenerate gambler. Now what? Now what have you done?
You pivot. You pivot hard.
Pivot to the heroin?
Yeah. I will say, here's another way of how to pivot. I bet the over on the Browns-Bucks game on Sunday.
That is such a gross game.
Gross game, but it was the only one. It was one on TV, so it made it a lot more entertaining. The over was 52 points. 52 and a half.
Oh, wow.
So after the first quarter, I knew this was done. After midway through the second quarter, I think the score was like 7-3.
Close.
What was it?
Oh, I don't know. No, I'm saying that's...
Yeah, so it was had to be no more than that. I pivoted and I hedged the bet and went with the under. So essentially, I just didn't lose any money. That's when Mary have problems. I should probably stop with the gambling talk. This is going a lot of different places.
Yeah, the podcast has now been flagged, so thank you for that.
Thank you, iTunes.
But, so do you want to circle back and pick a winner for the World Series now that you've...
I do. I'm going to go with I like the LA Dodgers. Well... My mind says Red Sox are absolutely going to win, but I would prefer the Dodgers to win.
In how many games?
The Red Sox are going to win in 5.
I'm so confused.
The Red Sox are going to win in 5. That is, I'm just going to go with logic. That's what's going to happen, and the Dodgers don't have a chance.
I'm going Bo Sox in 6. I think they're going to take it home when they get back to Boston. I think LA is going to find a way to win 2 games, and I'm sticking to it.
All right. Well, make sure to go online and place any bets after you hear how good our bets were. Couldn't have gone, can't go to the episode or a podcast without some college football talk.
That's right.
So we are back and we're going to give you guys our picks. But before we give you our picks for this week, let's do a recap of how we did last week.
We did a pretty good week with picks.
Yeah, we did. So we picked the Kentucky Vanderbilt game. I liked Kentucky big. They did not win big. They won 14-7 in a real barn burner against Vandy at home too.
Yeah, I mean Vandy's played a couple teams well at home. That's not that surprising to me.
No, that's gross. LSU against Mississippi State, we both like them. That was, I think, a pretty much easy win for LSU. Oklahoma versus your Final Four team, TCU.
Yeah.
We liked Oklahoma. I liked them big. I think they won big. It was close. I know it was back and forth really in the beginning of the game, but ended up being a pretty good game.
52,
Oklahoma won.
27.
Oh, so yeah, that wasn't close. Michigan. We both like Michigan. I liked them big. I guess they did win. They won by 3 touchdowns.
21-7.
2 touchdowns. They did cover the spread, and that was one of the games that I actually won twice. I picked Michigan minus 8.5, and then I pivoted, and I picked Michigan minus 4.5, live bet, and they covered both.
You bet too much.
Don't, that's a personal thing right there. So now, the one game that we did not do well, or you did not do well, that kept you from a perfect week was NC State versus Clemson.
And it wasn't even close.
That was Clemson big. They made you look like a fool.
Clemson's starting to turn it on a little bit here in the past couple weeks.
Are they, or was just NC State really overrated, the ACC's overrated, and Clemson just had a bye week?
Both.
Yeah, I mean, this week will be a good test for Clemson because...
Don't say that. It's not going to be a good test.
What?
FSU's not a good test.
It's a rivalry game.
Is it a rivalry game? That's like a new rivalry game. That's going to be like saying Florida-Kentucky is a new rivalry because Kentucky finally beat us in 31 years. No. It's not a rivalry game.
So, Clemson has beaten Florida State. I just thought of something. FSU beat Clemson pretty bad in 2013 when Florida State won the national championship, BCS national championship. Is Florida State the last school to win a BCS national championship? Because 2014 started the playoffs?
Yes.
Wow. What a horrible thing. That's horrible. So they won in 2013 and then 2014. Clemson did not get into the playoffs and they still lost to Florida State, but I think Clemson has beaten Florida State every year since 2015. So 3 straight years.
That sounds accurate.
Because they've been in the playoffs every year since then.
So where are you going with this?
I'm going with it is a rivalry because they've won 3 times in a row, and before that FSU used to win all the time. So you never know. Throw all the records out the door.
FSU's a bad football team. They're a bad, bad team.
They played good against Wake Forest, right?
Please tell me you're kidding.
Didn't the school down south, UCF, kill Wake? They didn't play Wake Forest. Never mind. They don't play any good teams.
No.
All right. So we're not going to pick that game because we both know Clemson's going to win. This would just be a matter of the spread and how they do. So, on the docket this week, Kyle, who I have, let's start off with Thursday night, 7 p.m., Fox Sports 1. We're going to go with Baylor versus number 13, West Virginia. West Virginia just had, they think they just had a bye week. They lost to Iowa State before that. Do you like them to bounce back?
I like them to bounce back, and I like them to bounce back big. I think they're going to smoke them. They're playing at home. Recently had a loss. They've had a little breather. They're going to play well. They're going to come out, and Will Greer is going to light up Baylor.
Ooh, this is we didn't talk about this, but this is a daily double. Okay? Daily double, another Thursday night game.
Okay.
7:30 ESPN. Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. None of them are ranked.
Yeah,
neither.
I don't care about that game. I'm not going to watch that game.
You guys, who do you think is going to win?
Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech? I'm gonna go Georgia Tech.
I just don't like watching Georgia Tech play.
I don't either, but I think it sets up well for Georgia Tech. Next game, Friday. Friday night, under the lights, 7 p.m. Who plays? If you're a college team playing on Friday nights, grow up.
Yeah, get a life. Get out of here.
Like, you need recognition that bad that you have to go play on a Friday night
Clearly.
at Boston College. This is Miami at Boston College, Friday night, 7 p.m. Who do you think's gonna win?
Miami will win. They'll go out, do a bunch of cocaine. Players will get arrested. It's going to be an epic meltdown.
I'm gonna go Boston College. Boston College is a pretty decent team this year, and I'm gonna go with the home dog. Home dog, Boston College. Kyle, who else do you got?
So, two ranked teams playing, Iowa and the very underachieving Penn State, whom I thought they were going to be wonderful this year. Not so much. Iowa Penn State 3:30 game on ESPN playing at Happy Valley. Who you got?
Penn State, they play well at home. I think Iowa, I don't know anything about Iowa, so I'm going to go with Penn State.
I'm going to take Penn State as well.
All right.
This game, I think, is the most intriguing of the weekend. A&M at Mississippi State. A&M is 5-2, ranked 16. Mississippi State fell out of the rankings in 4-3, have played well, have shown some signs of greatness, have beat some good teams. The game is in Starkville. Who do you have?
Texas A&M, I think they're a very good team. I mean, they probably have the best losses right now in the country to Clemson and Alabama. So I like Texas A&M.
I agree. Well-coached team, Jimbo, great coach. Always hard to win in Starkville, though. I think it's going to be a very close game. And I think Vegas has Mississippi State actually favored by 2, but I still am going to go with A&M as well.
Mississippi, is that can't be right.
Mississippi
Mississippi
State
State
is
is,
favored by 2 points.
wow, hammer Texas A&M. If you guys like to gamble, hammer Texas A&M +2.
They must know something we don't. I just think it's that hard to win in Starkville.
I think Texas A&M can do it. Off a bye week, Jimbo Fisher, good team.
Oh, listen, I'm still taking A&M.
I'm taking A&M and the points hard. Double down, everybody. Double down. Juan's double down pick of the week.
The right one.
The right one. I'm going to give you one more before we go into the game of the week that we're going to pick against the spread. Tennessee at South Carolina. Tennessee recently beat Auburn, got destroyed by Alabama, but who wouldn't? South Carolina plays up and down to their opponents. You never know if they're actually good or if they're just really bad. Who do you like?
South Carolina.
South Carolina?
I'm taking the Cocks.
I'll take the Volunteers. For some dumb reason, I'm gonna take the Volunteers.
I like it. Let her rip.
All right, a lot of differences. So the game of the week, Kyle. What is our game of the week that we're picking?
The only game that really matters, Florida, Georgia, both teams in the top 10. It's been a while since they've played with both of them in the top 10. World's largest outdoor cocktail party, Jacksonville, Florida. There'll finally be some good football in Jacksonville for once.
Heyo.
Zinger. Shut up, London Lagers. Spread, Georgia. 6.5 favorites. What are your thoughts?
I think that's pretty accurate. Both teams coming off a bye. Do you want me to tell you what I like?
That's what we're doing.
Okay, fine. Well, you don't have to yell about it. But we're gonna go with we. I mean, I'm going to go with Georgia -6.5. I'm going to take those points, and I'm going to say Georgia's going to win. They have a very physical running game. They have recruited better than Florida. Their O-line is physical, and I can see them wearing down Florida's linebackers the same way that Benny Snell wore down Florida's linebackers. And then once they get to the secondary, to the safeties, I don't trust Florida safeties to tackle well and wrap up. So I just see Georgia running down Florida's throat and winning the game by at least a touchdown, if not more.
Gators are getting 6.5 points. I'm going to take the points, take the Gators and take the points. I think this is going to showcase how well Mullen's been coaching this year. He's going to continue to make a believer out of me. I will take 6.5. That's a lot of points.
That isn't, because if you look at how Dan Mullen did against Georgia last year, I think they scored 3 or 7 points and got destroyed by Georgia. He doesn't necessarily do good against big physical teams. Felipe Franks is due for another. I mean, he's been blowing up in games, but they've
LSU
always found a way.
LSU was supposed to be big and physical.
But that was at home.
This is a neutral site game. They're gonna be jacked up off a bye week. You're giving Mullen 2 weeks to prepare for this. He'll show you how good of a coach he is.
He will. He probably will. But he'll also, Felipe Franks will show us how horrible he is, and he's going to do something that is not going to make the Gator Nation happy. So I'm going to go with Georgia, and I'm going to say they're going to win by more than 6.5.
Okay, well, there you go. We've got a lot of differing picks this week, so
we do.
Next week should be fun.
About time. So let's go with the lightning round, and let's wrap it up. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, so I'm going to start this off with David Cutcliffe. You know who he is? Head coach.
Duke.
Used to be offensive coordinator for?
The Bears.
Tennessee,
yes.
And he was the offensive coordinator for T. Martin.
Correct.
At Tennessee.
Correct.
Most notable. And then some guy named Peyton Manning. He was also the head coach at Ole Miss when Eli Manning was there too. Big
yes.
Manning guy. And he had a little soundbite today that talking about the offensive line and how he said the offensive line, they really are the most humble people in the world because they play for pride. That's all they play for. There are no stats that highlight how good offensive linemen are. There's no fumble recoveries, there's no tackles, there's no sacks, anything. All they play for is that scoreboard and for protecting the quarterback and making sure the team wins. So with that being said, offensive line, Kyle, which group do you like the most for football, offense or defense?
Which group?
Offensive line, defensive backs, linebackers.
I got you. Okay. Which group do I like the best? Probably the linebackers. Linebackers have to have something loose in their head. They're not all there. They're a little crazy, a little scary, still phenomenal athletes. DBs are the best athletes on the field. And I'm not sure if that's debatable or not, but linebackers are massive human beings, phenomenal athletes with a little crazy in them. I like it.
Body issue. Which NFL position's body type would you want the most right now?
Probably.
Would you want a linebacker?
Right now?
Yeah.
Right now, in my 30s, I'm going to take, not a linebacker. They're too big. I don't want to be big, you know? I just want to be chiseled and ripped.
Okay, so are you going to go with a wide receiver?
Yeah, I'm going to go with wide receiver because they're typically taller than DBs. So, yeah. I'm going to roll with the receivers.
Okay. I'm going to go with a cornerback or safety, so a secondary. They're fast. They're usually around my weight, but they have way less body fat than I do. They still look normal, but they are one of the strongest people on the team.
They'll never stand out in a crowd.
Never stand out in a crowd.
Right.
So that's what I got for that.
All right, Juan, your boy Chad Kelly.
Swag Kelly.
I'm pretty sure he was drafted as Mr. Irrelevant for the Broncos, if I'm not mistaken. I think Jim Kelly persuaded his buddy John Elway to draft him. Gets arrested after the game this past weekend for trespassing in a house. Apparently he didn't know the owners, gets arrested. We still don't know the full story. How shocked are you that Chad Kelly was arrested for trespassing?
Not shocked at all. I don't think he had a good track record at all. He'd been kicked out of Clemson, been kicked out of other schools. Not shocked. Chad Kelly, you are a dumpster fire.
Fact.
All right, Kyle, this is my last lightning round question for you, and it is a doozy.
Let it rip.
Okay. According to the Facebook event, UCF fans are planning an epic takeover of College Game Day. They are taking a bus to Jacksonville to storm and take over College Game Day. 20 people have RSVP'd so far. What are your thoughts?
I'm not sure we have enough time for me to give all my thoughts. Number one, the fact that UCF fans have to spend their Saturday doing this is the most pathetic thing I've ever heard of in my entire life. And speaking of doubling down, they're doubling down by having 20 RSVPs. So you're going to drive from Orlando up to Jacksonville to quote-unquote ruin game day. First of all, they clearly have never been to Jacksonville for a Florida-Georgia game. They're not going to ruin anything. Everybody there is going to have a great time. Both sides are going to kick their ass for coming in and trying to mess it up. Get a life, UCF. Go back to your stupid dorms in East Orlando. Get out of here with your crap. Go back and go watch your game against, I don't even know, SMU next week or some miserable team.
I think they play Houston.
Okay, Houston. Great. The Cougars. Awesome.
I don't understand this move at all. Why would they take time? I don't understand. Oh, that's right. They have a bye week this week.
Yeah, they have a bye week, but you're a bunch of college kids. This is the best thing you're going to do with your time? Like, it's okay if you're going to go up to Jacksonville to party and hang out and experience the game and stuff, but what are you doing? Are you trying to convince people that you guys are legit by going and ruining other games? What is it? Well, I don't understand what you're trying to prove.
They're trying to prove that they're entitled. They are millennials. UCF was wrong with America right now.
That could not have summed it up any better. That's exactly right. They're the stereotypical millennial where they are entitled and feel like they deserve to be in the conversation with all the other legitimate teams. Get out of here, stupid millennials.
Yeah. Here, I'll give you one more thing on the UCF. Missouri, the worst team in the SEC, with no conference wins, beat Memphis by more than 30 points. So does that mean Mizzou would beat UCF by 29 points? Or does the transitive property only work when using to claim fake national championships? Zing, UCF. You're done. You're done.
Suck it. all right. Speaking of terrible people, we were talking about the Jaguars needing a quarterback. I have heard some things. I have read some things that the Jaguars should go after Colin Kaepernick. In my humblest of opinions, I think that's a bad idea. But I want to know, in your opinion, do you think Kaepernick will ever play in the NFL again?
No, I don't think he'll play in the NFL again. I think it's been too long. I think Johnny Manziel has a better chance of playing in the NFL right now than Colin Kaepernick, only because Johnny Manziel is still playing in the CFL and trying to, you know, staying in shape. Colin Kaepernick is not, and he has a lot of baggage. Don't see it.
Agreed. Don't even waste your time, Jacksonville.
Exactly. So that is, I think that's all we got for this episode of the JK Sports Podcast. We'll be putting on another special live episode coming on Saturday for the College Game Day. special, and we hope you guys tune in.